Once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in our church this morning. Happy Mother's Day to you all. I was waiting for someone to say it. They didn't do it yet. Maybe it'll happen before Mass is over. I said to one of our ladies, happy Mother's Day. And she didn't say, same to you, Father. So maybe somebody will say that to me. It is great to be in God's house this morning to give God praise and thanks for all that God has done for us. Amen? Amen. And as we pray this morning, the Hail Mary, we know as Catholics, we draw close to Mary, the Mother of God, Mary, our Mother, and asking her to pray for us today. I know I need prayer this morning to ask God's Word to come as God desires this morning. Whether you like him or not, whether you care for his movies or not, one has to acknowledge the fact that Tyler Perry does a lot of good for a lot of people.
Yes, yes.
And 2 weeks ago, when the Academy Awards were given out, Tyler Perry received the Humanitarian Award for this year. You may have heard his outstanding acceptance speech for that award. He told a story, didn't he? About how he encountered a woman who he thought at first was homeless, and he went to give her some money. But what she really wanted from him was a pair of shoes.
Come on.
And he took her into the wardrobe room. But there were so many things, they had to stand in the middle of the room. And she picked out a pair of shoes, and she looked up and she said, thank you, Jesus, my feet are off the ground.
Yeah.
He went on in that speech to talk about hate. Refuse hate. No matter what someone may have done to you, don't hate. Isn't that what we call to do as Christians? It's to love. Refuse hatred in the world that's so wrapped up in hatred. He said, I don't hate cops. I don't hate black or white or Asian or anybody else. I choose love. He says, don't judge someone because you don't know their situation. Folks might look good, but might be going through some stuff. What he said that stared in my mind was the words, to stand in the middle.
Come on.
I want to preach this morning about standing in the middle. We've been gathering these last number of weeks throughout the Easter season. And for us, Easter is not just a one-day event. It's a season, church. And as we draw close to the Ascension this Thursday and celebrate the gift of Pentecost in 2 weeks, Jesus has been teaching us about this resurrected life. How we're called to live, to refuse the hatred of the world, to rise above our weaknesses in a death veil, be our best. That's why 2 weeks ago we heard Jesus say, I'm a good shepherd. That's why we cling to Jesus as our senior pastor.
Yes, yes.
Because we know that this is going to eventually fail because we're human. But I know a man.
Come on.
Oh, I know a man.
Yeah.
I know a man named Jesus who woke you up this morning. I know a man named Jesus who is your good shepherd. I know a man named Jesus who cares for you. I know a man named Jesus. And why do you think we put on these robes, not just to look good? It's because we're supposed to be clothed in Christ. That's not so much about me, but about him. That's why we heard last Sunday our deacon talk to us about vine and branches. Because the connection we must have to Christ I am the vine, you are the branches. As long as you stay connected to me, you bear fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. And today, he says to us, as the Father has loved me, I love you. Live on in my love. Remain in my love. Keep my commandments. Live in my love. Not as the world gives it, do I give it to you. The world will say, I'll love you, but.
Come on.
I'll love you if. But Jesus says, I love you, period.
Amen.
I love you. I love you. And he is the one. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, that he might stand in the middle, church, between heaven and earth.
Yeah.
He might stand in the middle to bring us closer together. This divine person, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the very same substance as the Father. He comes among us. He's born. That's why we reverence, hold up in devotion to Mary. Born into God could have sent his son any way God wanted to. God is God. But God sent his son just like I got here. Just like you got here.
Amen.
Through the vestige and the beauty of a woman. To walk this earth, to gather friends together, to preach and to teach, to remind us we are loved.
Yeah.
It was love that kept him on the cross. As he stretched out his arms, it was love for me, for you. No greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. You are my friends.
Amen.
And we cling to that love that's Jesus. And we stand in the middle. Never to hate. As Dr. King said, I refuse to hate. For the burden is too hard to bear. I'm not going to allow myself to get old and wrinkly and weighed down. I choose love. We can stand in the middle with someone and not know necessarily their story, but to know that could be me.
Yeah.
As Tyler Perry said, how can I judge you because I was homeless too at one time? I understand what it's like to end the struggle. And to connect for all the stuff that we have in our rooms. And so many people have such a little bit. That's what it means to stand in the middle, church.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily material things, is it? Maybe you have so much of that gift of talent and mercy and grace in your house, and somebody's just begging you for forgiveness and mercy. To stand in the middle and help somebody to know that God loves them as well. How good is our God?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. How good is my God? That on a Sunday, when we hear the word, on the sixth Sunday at Easter, we hear the word talking about love. Let us love one another, John says, because love is of God. God loved us first.
Yeah.
On a Sunday when the pastor preaches about standing in the middle of someone, we celebrate Mother's Day. I couldn't help but think, because today is bittersweet for me, My mom passed away a long time ago. And I think about people who have this day to spend it with their moms for dinner, and call them. I don't have that. All I have today is memories. The theology I learned, not at the seminary. See, I learned theology long before I went to the seminary.
Come on.
I learned theology at the dining room table at 2021 West Venango Street.
Yeah.
It was at home. My mother taught me to love, to forgive, to care, to serve. The more you have, the more you give away.
Yeah.
I will always love my mama.
Amen.
She's my favorite girl.
Come on.
Only get one, you only get one.
Yeah.
That's the intruders, by the way. But I thank God today because mom left this world, but she didn't leave me. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. Your mom may have left this world, but she didn't leave you.
Come on.
Because she provided for me.
Yeah.
And she says to me, Stephen, my last baby, my baby child, I'm still with you. In good times and bad, in sickness and health, when things are going well and things get messed up, I'm still with you. And I provided for you so many mothers who've loved on you since I left you. I've been pastor here for 10 years. And I've been blessed. Blessed more than I deserve. But I've seen motherhood.
Yeah.
I've seen women who stand in the middle, who make connections. I've seen our sisters who gave up so much to be consecrated to Christ, to mother on those children in those classrooms, to mother on people. I've seen it in the ladies of this community who might call me father, but you've been a mother to me, loving me, correcting me, supporting me,
yeah,
even making me fatter than I am with a cheesecake. To see so many of you who stood in the middle and have made St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church a home,
yeah,
for so many. God's got a blessing.
Yes, it does.
With your name on it.
Yeah.
My God can do anything,
yeah,
that God wants to do. And when we continue to love each other, we continue to support each other, we continue to make those relationships and connections to each other, and keep on praising a God who's got a blessing with your name on it every Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. You see, it makes no difference what you're going through.
Come on.
You're going to make it. Because God's got a blessing for you, church. Because if I've done anything right here, if I've done anything right, I've tried my best to remind you of the love that God has for you, the love that God has for you, the blessing that God has for you Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Let's continue to stand in the middle. Let's continue to love each other. Let's continue to walk together as God's people today and every day. Amen.